The Trap. When we reached the hall, Sir Henry was very pleased to see Holmes. But he was surprised that Holmes had no luggage, and that he appeared so unexpectedly. I had the unhappy job of telling Barrymore and his wife about her brother's death. Mrs. Barrymore cried and was very sad indeed. During dinner, Sir Henry told us that he had spent a dull day and evening on his own. He had kept his promise to Holmes, and so he had not accepted the Stapletons' invitation to their house that evening. We did not tell him how glad we were that he had stayed away from the moor. Holmes started to say something, and then he stopped suddenly. His eyes were fixed on one of the pictures of the past Baskervilles on the wall.
"Sir Henry, could you tell me which Baskerville that is?" he asked.
Sir Henry and I both looked at the picture.
"That is Sir Hugo, the one who started all the trouble," said Sir Henry. "He was the first to see the hound."
Holmes looked hard at the picture, but said nothing more. Then, after Sir Henry had gone to his room, Holmes made me stand in front of the picture.
"Is it like anyone you know?" he asked.
He stood on a chair, and with his hands he covered the hat and hair of the man in the picture.
"Good heavens!" I cried in surprise.
I was looking at a picture of Stapleton's face.